May the meditation of my heart and the word of my mouth be acceptable to thy sight, my creator, redeemer, and my sustainer.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And what a beautiful morning for this third Sunday after Pentecost. We're still celebrating that day when everyone gathered and heard the message in a language they could understand. And I'm envious of those who know multiple languages. And sometimes I am sorry I even understand some of the English language that being used these days against each other, and supposedly we're describing love. And that is what it is in the community that we live in. We don't fully understand, maybe we do not fully understand what the scripture is saying to us. And for me, it's not a matter of fully understanding. It is the matter of going in this journey to experience that love that has been drilled into me since the day I was born, and maybe even before I was born. I was driving here this morning, and the morning was so beautiful, and it reminded me of a morning that I was walking with my friend, and it was low tide. And by the time we get over to the side of the ocean, the tide was coming a little faster, and I saw a backpack that wasn't there on our way over. And we stood for a minute and looked over, and we could hear this crying for help from the middle of the bay. So I stood and I shouted out like we've been taught to call for help. And I called, please call the ambulance, and finally a person said, we are calling the ambulance. And we walked toward on the sidewalk. And my friend was able to help the person that was the only one that had a vest. And I keep hearing, and I'm standing and keep hearing these two men calling out, help, help. And he said, I cannot hold on to him anymore. I couldn't help it. I dove in the bay, and it was freezing. And all I can hear was my husband said, my first drive around Warport, when we came home, he said, do not go in the water. Because I'm an ocean swimmer. Do never go in the water. You'll be dead in 5 minutes. The minute I hit the water, and it was so cold, I could hear his voice. But then there was another voice saying, you can do this. You're an ocean swimmer. The tide was coming so fast, and they were in the middle of the bay. So I put out my arms as I was swimming in the ocean, the warm ocean. I made it, and you stood beside, and then the mud can pull your feet down. So you really get really to anything. So I put my arm up like that, and they both hold on, and I get this arm and I wave a boat and came. By then the ambulance was waiting, and I helped lift these two men up to the boat, and then I hold on to the boat and came to shore. Got myself in there, my friend was already waiting, and we took off. We no purple ribbons, no celebration of what took place. It was later they did a story about, but we didn't get too much information. What taught me that day? I did not stop for a minute to ask question, who was calling for help, were they good people? Were they on drugs? Were they prejudiced? Were they humanity? We call when there's a need. And I think of this as we're talking about war, who is right, who is wrong. I pray for the doctors who's walking the fields and don't even ask, are you enemies? And that's where Christians are called to be. To love. So the drive this morning reminded me of that. How lovely love is when you see it in action. How beautiful love can be when you're giving it away. When you're giving it away without expectation, without questions. I have an auntie that loved me so much that every time she would introduce me to our guests, we used to have a guest house, we still have a guest house, and she would introduce me, and as I'd be walking away, she would say, Santila is one in a million. And I could hear her. And she so believed in that was her speaking to my husband on our wedding, that Santila is one in a million, and if you don't take care of her, I'm sending her tickets, she's coming home. Well, my husband believed that, so he was very good to me. But that is beside the point. Lately, I have been thinking as I'm reading the gospel, and was I worthy of that title she gave me? And what did I do to have her said that? Because I totally believe that. I believe I'm one in a million. She said it often enough. Was I good for that? And I said, of course not. Because while she was telling this to people, I was a teenager running around drinking this, drinking that to have a good time, sneaking a cigarette here and there, and then I blame it on my good friends. Do we believe? Are we entitled to all of that love that we're talking about? And what did we do to get it? It continues to give us this opportunity to grow. To grow. Because it's not the end. It's the journey. It's the process that comes. It's the growing up in that love. And knowing that we're not worthy of it. We get it anyway. But it's lovelier when you give it up. It's lovelier when you feel it, when a stranger holds your hands and say thank you. Yesterday, my Saturday morning is going and playing the ukulele all by myself at the Saturday breakfast. And sometimes you don't finish a song because all of my friends come to tell me what progress they have made in their lives and what their needs are and what all of this. And yesterday I came and I did not find the music in me to play the ukulele. So I got myself a chair and I sit outside by the door and visit each one came to share their story. And often I would call, if I was where, if you could see me on Saturday morning, I'd feel like that I'd even been stripping my clothes off. Because they would tell you, and all of them would take a little bit of your heart with them. But it wasn't like that yesterday. I was the recipient of love, sitting by the door. I was the one to get the hugs. So give yourself the opportunity to be vulnerable and to be a recipient of love in place that is not expected. Love is so gentle when it's given to you from someone who has nothing. Love is so pure that when you hear it from a voice that is not yours, that is not have been practiced. And our reaction would be now is, Jesus, let's get the fire down here and fix everything. And Jesus said, and wait a minute, let me go and bury my father. Jesus did not say, go. The answer for me was, be responsible. This work takes responsibility and accountability. If we can make up all excuses not to do things. But listen to the voice of God. We're called to be in the community of love. And then we go out. We come here to worship. But we are called to go out and live out that love. Live out that love that is pure, that brings calmness to this troubling world. It was always here, and we always had the answers. I am a fundamentalist in believing that God is my creator. My redeemer and my sustainer. We can leave that out with everything that we've been given to live a good and not so wealthy, but a well life. The gift is to be simple. And to be generous in giving it away. Amen.